You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation today comes from Genesis 49, verses 8 through 10. Genesis 49 is the blessing of the sons of Jacob by Jacob himself just before his death. As it says later in Genesis 49, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob, or Israel as he is later called, is the father of all Israel. And Judah, one of his sons, is the one from whom will come the ruler of Israel, David, and especially Jesus. Let's look at the passage. Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as a lioness, who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Judah is a lion's cub. In Revelation 5, the picture of Jesus, called the Lion of Judah, sits on his throne. There's a song from the Charismatic Renewal that's called Lion of Judah, which celebrates the kingship of Jesus, which is portrayed so clearly in Revelation and anticipated here in Genesis. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. Well, this is not the beginning of the messianic promise. Most would say it begins in Genesis 3:15, where Satan is told that the offspring of Eve will conquer him. But here in Genesis 49, it's the clear messianic promise to Judah that the messianic ruler, foreshadowed by David, will reign forever. The promises of the Lord are promises that are true and everlasting. And Jacob's blessing is also a promise. So this is but one word picture of Jesus. Many, many more will come. We'll be meditating on a few of them over the coming days. But it is the one that bookends the scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, we know of, we worship, we honor the Lion of Judah, the one who was and is to come. And the scepter shall not depart from him, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Today, as you reflect on this passage, reflect on the obedience that you owe the Lord, the Lion, the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the Promised One and who loves you so dearly and so personally. May the Lord bless you as you reflect on his word today.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.